Se ci ascolti per un momento capirai. Lui è il gatto ed io la volpe. Stiamo in società.
Welcome back to the... No, wettest doesn't work as an opening word, Jackson.
No, welcome back to the coolest.
Welcome back to the most Italian episode of Roomies Talking Movies yet. The next best stop for all things movie news and reviews. I'm your host, Dane, and joining with me today, as always, is my co-host, Jackson.
Good morning.
And not Camden, because he is sick. And we asked him, and he said, go ahead and record it, because I don't feel great. So we're doing that. We're running one of our classic, most popular episodes, the ones without Camden. So we're going to see how this goes. This week, we're going to be talking about the latest Pixar film, Luca. And going to be honest with you, right out the gate, it was way better than I thought it was going to be. Because I was just like, this doesn't really look that great. But it did.
But it did look great when you actually see it.
When I watched it, it looked better than the trailers. We'll get into some of the other stuff about this film revolving around it, not just the review itself. But before that, we just got to dive right into some movie news of this week. Jackson, how was that transition?
That was awesome.
All right, then. You know what else is awesome,
no,
Jackson?
I don't.
After the incredible record-shattering opening of Loki, Disney Plus did the old, two episodes in, this is the new normal. They have moved the original series drop dates from Friday to Wednesday.
I watched my episode on Wednesday. What about you, Dana?
I watched my episode Tuesday at midnight, so it seems great.
I'm pretty sure that still counts as Wednesday.
It's still Tuesday, the next day
at that point.
But this will change a lot of things, because people who don't have time to watch the series until that Friday, well, good luck, stay off social media. If you get to Friday without watching the episode, you will see spoilers all around. Speaking of spoilers, we got our new Loki review. It's going to be up on our YouTube channel probably before this episode, so go ahead and check it out right now. This second episode, whew, it was a doozy. Jackson, go ahead and spoil the entire episode right now.
Loki dies.
Right in the beginning.
Or literally
right
the first thing happens, they're like, oh, he's dead, series over. That was the last episode.
He said, Owen Wilson, I don't want to work here. He's like, okay, and then shoots him. It's really straightforward.
Yeah, Owen Wilson is actually just a cold-blooded murderer.
Not the character, the actor.
Yeah, the actor killed Tom Hiddleston. He's going to jail for the rest of his life.
They just happened to be recording during that time. It was awful.
What if they actually turn that into part of the show? They have that clip of Owen Wilson killing
Tom Hiddleston.
And in Tom Hiddleston's memory, they're like, we need to put this in Loki.
That was a weird meta version of the show. And then it just has the in memory of at the end of the episode. You're like, no way. No way they did that.
Speaking of letting things die, a Gaston's Beauty and the Beast prequel series is set for Disney Plus. Luke Evans and Josh Gad are reprising their roles from the 2017 live-action film.
Oh,
why?
Baby.
I thought this live-action film did terrible.
It wasn't that it did terrible. It's that it was not as good. And people did not like it. I mean, it had Ewan McGregor as a candle and Sir Ian McKellen as a clock. But, you know, that star power can only get you so far.
Yeah, especially when you're doing a live-action Beauty of the Beast, and now they're doing a prequel.
This was also when, this was one of those first films where Disney was like, ooh, we gotta get woke or we're gonna go broke, you know, the thing? Well, they've gotten much better at doing it now, but they're like, we need to have this type of thing in our film in order for it to be successful. I remember there was this article that I saw. They were like, the first official gay character in a Disney film is in this movie. And you watch it, it's at the end when they're dancing and it's a guy with LeFou. And he's like, there you go. And then that's nothing, Disney. That's not anything.
Yeah, but they've gotten better at it. I mean, that was 4 years ago. And I think they had a couple of LGBT couples in Cruella, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, and then they have mainly their animation has been doing a great job about inclusivity and things like that. Still waiting more so on the live action end, but, you know, we'll get there.
We will.
Speaking of getting there, Hiroyuki Sanada, the guy who played Scorpion in Mortal Kombat, is set to join the cast of John Wick 4. You know what that means, Jackson?
There are three John Wicks, apparently. That's what it means. I did not know that.
Yeah, buddy. The last one, he fought people on a horse with a sword.
That's insane. How did he win?
Well, they're making a fourth one.
Yeah, but what if it's like James Bond, where like it's a different guy each time?
Yeah, but James Bond is like, they're all supposed to be the same character. It's not the sense of, oh, Daniel Craig's dead. Looks like it's a new guy.
What if that's what it was? What if they just...
Well, there are theories about that where like John Wick is like a code... I mean, John Wick isn't a code name, but James Bond is like a code name that just gets passed down to each new James Bond.
Yeah, that sounds more, you know, realistic than, oh, different actor, same name.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
You can't do anything. You know what else you can't do anything about? The release of Suicide Squad 2. Jesus Christ, I cannot speak. James Gunn has confirmed the runtime of the Suicide Squad 2. It's going to be 2 hours and 12 minutes. Half Woo! The length of the Snyder Cut.
And will it still feel too long? Well, we're going to have to find out.
Probably. But, I mean, we've said that we have higher hopes for this movie than Suicide Squad 1, because they have a lot more disposable characters.
And also, they have, like, an idea with this one. There seems to be less tampering from the studio. What we've really noticed is all of the bad films in the DCEU so far have been because Warner Brothers is like, no, we need it to look like this film that Marvel's making, instead of just letting the people who are making the film make the movie they want.
Yeah.
Because Suicide Squad was supposed to be like a drama kind of thing with like dark humor. And they're like, this has got to be like Deadpool, man. And it was just not a good movie.
Yeah, just let James Gunn do what he wants. Let him fire off a few creative ideas.
He's like, let me riff. Everyone dies. And then everyone goes like, all right, James Gunn, calm down.
I wonder what the process is. If they're using characters that appear in like other movies. Like, for example, Harley Quinn's going to be in this, right?
Harley Quinn's going to be the only one alive.
Yeah, but I'm wondering is like, who does he talk to be like, what is the limit to what I can do with Harley Quinn? Like, he obviously can't kill her, right?
Yeah.
But like, can he change her like viewpoint? Can he, I don't know.
Yeah, like maybe the next one she's more cold-blooded, but then everyone's like, oh no, for my Harley Quinn movie, we have to make her this way. Yeah. Things like that.
But like, who does he talk to? Does he go, you go straight to Snyder? To Zack Snyder himself?
I although people would really like him to run DCEU, he's not the figurehead of this one.
Is it you, David?
No, trust me. I would have bombed this thing beforehand. If after the first few movies, I would have been like, all right, reboot time. But they stuck it out. They made it bleed. But also, there's going to be a end credit scene for this film as well, Jackson. I know how much you love those.
I love those because they pretty much 100% guarantee a next film. So we're going to see Suicide Squad 3, and it's going to have Snart. And that's what I've been waiting
and
for.
So you got to get a Captain Cold in there. But back to that thing that you were talking about earlier, Jackson. I don't know the extent of what they're doing, because they've made workarounds. Because like John Cena's character, Peacemaker.
Yeah.
He could still die, but they're doing like a prequel series with him on HBO Max.
I see.
So I don't know if that's like, okay, he's clear because they're going to want to make a sequel to that series. Or they're just like, all right, here's the full Peacemaker story and then he's dead. Things like that.
I mean, they could probably do either. It just depends on how far they want to take the character. I mean, is John Cena even that great of an actor?
He's not terrible.
Good point. I mean, most of the like WWE wrestlers gone actors aren't terrible. They're just like,
but not our boy, not our boy, Dave Bautista.
Exactly.
That guy's an actor. That guy's an actor. Speaking about acting, the actor Grant. I should preface this with a rumor alert. Jackson, could you put the rumor alarm in right now?
Rumor.
Thanks, Jackson.
It's just two.
It's no
twice. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. The actor Grant Gustin has reportedly signed on to appear as his version of the Flash in the upcoming Flash film, perhaps as a cameo, perhaps as a little bit more than that.
Perhaps as the main character.
Perhaps they're just like, you know what? New Flash.
Exactly. I mean, they could just be like, hey, alternate timeline. Although, they wouldn't.
Yeah, that scares me about this film. Because this is supposed to be like the whole, okay, it's new from this point on. There'll be some overlapping characters, but there's going to be new people in this as well. I'm nervous to see what the end timeline is going to be when he like makes it back to his normal time. Like, what is going to change? Is Ben Affleck going to be Michael Keaton now? Or
that sounds very possible, yeah.
Is like Superman just not going to exist, but Supergirl is going to be like the Superman of this universe? Like, I'm scared for what they're going to try to do.
Yeah, but like, I mean, at the end of the day, whatever happens, happens, right?
You're right, Jackson. At the end of the day, it is just a film.
It is just a film. Like, you can't just be like, okay, I guess, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. I think it's just like, you know, you have to realize that they could do literally anything they want, and we can't do shit.
We can't stop them. The only thing is,
like, you know, with all the Marvel movies, they're going in a direction that we want. DC movies, we're like, oh, well, if they don't go in a direction we want, then that's their loss, whatever.
Yeah, it is something weird that I've noticed. Like, people don't, like, boycott DC or anything. But if Marvel does something different, they're like, what is this? This isn't exactly like all the other films you've done for the last 13 years. I don't want this. I want the same thing. But DC tries something different in every film, and half of them, like, don't work out, but they're trying something new.
Well, yeah, because I feel like Marvel's kind of the gold standard, and people hold it to that, whereas DC is like, oh, yeah, they fuck up a lot if they make, like, a semi-decent film. It's like,
yeah, go DC! Go DC!
Yay!
Yeah. Well, I'm really hoping after this Flash film, they have some, like, new set of game plans going out, instead of just, like, here's another Batman film in a different universe. Here's the Superman sequel, but in a parallel Earth. Just, I hope they have, like, a game plan going forward.
Yeah, I hope so, too. But speaking of the Flash film, Dana,
mm-hmm.
Two new image teasers have been revealed showcasing the new suits for Flash and Supergirl.
There's no way you just said showcasing.
Did I say showcasing? Oh, my God. I'm gonna restart that. Speaking of the Flash film, Dana, two new image teasers have been revealed showcasing the new suits for Flash and Supergirl.
Wow, dude, that's awesome. And that was our first time going through that news bit.
Yep, I totally didn't mess it up and butcher it. But hey, Superman suit looks like a Superman suit. What's that thing going across the middle? Is that just part of the S?
Yeah, this looks cool because it's almost like exactly like the Man of Steel suit from the first film. So they're having some continuity with that film, but this is for Supergirl.
Gotcha.
So, that red little bar on top might be where the cape connects and everything.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
For those of you listening at home that want to join in on the fun of us discussing this image, pause this episode real quick, look up Flash Movie Supergirl Suit Teaser, and then hit play so that way you know exactly what we're talking about. But this is interesting because last week we were talking about that Batsuit teaser with a little blood splatter on it. So I'm expecting at least, like, one or two more teasers, possibly. Maybe the Batman suit. Maybe a possible Reverse Flash suit. Something like that, maybe. But speaking of that, Reverse Flash. Jackson, look at this new teaser we got for the Flash suit itself for Ezra Miller.
Honestly, looks kind of the same from Justice League. Does it not?
No, this one's all clear and techy. That one's all, like, strapped together with bandages.
I guess it looks a little bit, like, more refined, but... And, I mean, I like the logo.
Yeah, this might be the best Flash logo. But it's kind of just...
Not that
I need to see more. Yeah. I need to see more. Yeah. Like, for all the other suits, you're like, oh, cool, what could it be? But for the Flash suit, you're like, look at that, that's right in the center. And you're like, the whole suit's red. I have no idea what this looks like at this point.
Too bad, Dayton. Watch the movie to find out.
Speaking of James Gunn... this was a transition I was holding on to a while ago when we were talking about James Gunn. James Gunn has talked to Marvel and DC about a crossover movie, and he claims that, I don't think it's likely, but I don't think it's impossible. So Jackson, your dream's coming true.
Wait.
We're going to see Superman kill every single Marvel superhero, and then one guy will be left.
Who's the one guy?
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, okay. My question is, why doesn't Captain Marvel kill Superman? Aren't they, like, because, kind of equal power?
Yeah, but it's, like, the whole weaknesses thing. Like, you can beat him with brute force, but if you have kryptonite and or magic, that'll do... Oh, never mind, Doctor Strange will be the only one alive.
Good point. Yeah, I mean, I'm not... You think if they did a crossover movie, they'd do, like, a battle between the two?
It would have to be Marvel DC Battle Royale, you know what I mean? Like, they really? All get three lives.
I think it'd be much more interesting if just, like... You had some characters like swap to a different universe and like take the place of other characters, because you know there's like some like, okay, Captain Marvel, Superman, they're pretty much like equal in power. Then there's like, you know, Batman and Iron Man are essentially like just the rich people, although Iron Man's dead. I'm just saying, what if they like swapped a couple of those characters and they had to play each other's roles? And it was like, just, it was just like kind of like a sitcom, but like an action one. Just like,
this could work as like an HBO Max or Disney Plus series, like its own thing. Like maybe after the Flash movie, there's like weird problems, or maybe after the Multiverse of Madness, they could do a couple one-offs, which just like recasting 30-minute episodes in different worlds kind of thing. Like, and it doesn't even need to be like copy-paste different people. Like, what if after the big old break in either film for The Flash or Doctor Strange, Chris Evans is Batman for like a 30-minute episode? Like, it's just that version in that world, and it's a bunch of different multiverses. Like, what if, but for DC and Marvel mix?
Yeah, that would be very interesting, I think.
Yeah, but that seems like too good of an idea.
Yeah, no, so they would never do that. There's no way.
They would never do that.
You know what they would maybe do?
What? What?
Disney CEO Bob Chapek claimed in a recent press release that Armor Wars will scratch the itch that our Iron Man fans have for more Iron Man.
I mean, I wasn't worried about that to begin with. Like, it was called Armor Wars. That was, there's only one superhero that would really fall under.
Yeah, but does that mean that Robert Downey Jr. is going to be back?
He's dead. The actor.
The actor died in real life.
After Endgame, he's a method actor. He's
literally, like, that scene where they shot that once.
It's just like the Loki episode we just reviewed. It's a one-off.
Yeah.
They just went,
it happened once.
All right. Robert, are you sure you want to do this? He's like, oh, this is going to look so cool. You guys ready? And it just did like a power surge blackout everywhere after the snap. That's why the screen went white.
Imagine being the guy that messes up the line on the death scene.
And you're actually having to act to his dead body.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, I can't do this. It smells.
That would actually be terrible. I would hate that.
Jackson, quick question before we move on. Would you want to see Don Cheadle take on the role of Iron Man, or would you like him to stay as his war machine?
You know, I think that no one else could really take over the mantle except Don Cheadle, because of his words of the day, specifically.
What's the word of the day today, buddy?
Armor Wars.
You always almost exclusively do more than one word when you say Don Cheadle word of the day.
Okay, well, you know what? Don Cheadle isn't very smart. He sometimes says multiple words.
It's hard to keep up with one word.
I don't choose the word of the day. Don Cheadle does it.
Yeah, but in the comics, Rhodey's been Iron Man before, like taking over for Tony for like a few times. But do you think he would consistently do it, or would you rather see him as War Machine?
That's a good question. I mean, War Machine is practically just Iron Man, but with a different name.
Cooler suits.
And I mean, if you just, you know, he's like the only one wearing the suits, he should just be Iron Man.
You think so?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's. I mean, like, kind of in the way that, what's her name?
This next news bit will cover.
No, I don't think that next news bit's gonna relate to this at all. But what's her name? The new Black Panther.
Oh, Shuri.
Shuri. In the way that, like, Shuri is taking up the mantle of Black Panther, it should kind of be, like, you know. I mean, I guess,
like that.
Yeah, but what if that? Now I'm getting, it's getting me thinking, Dan.
Oh God,
Spider-Man also had a relationship with Tony, right? And he has Iron Spider suits.
I don't want Spider-Man to be Iron Man.
No, what if I'm saying like they call him the Iron Spider or something like that? I don't know.
That would be terrible.
Or what if they call him Iron Spider-Man?
Iron Man Spider.
Iron Man Spider. Spider Iron Man.
They put a spider in an Iron Man suit and they go Spider Iron Man.
Isn't that, you know, in the Spider-Verse, that one character who had like a telekinetic spider controlling.
Oh, yeah. The Penny Parker.
Yeah. She had like the telekinetic spider controlling the one robot.
Jackson, you went on the weirdest tangent.
I know. I'm sorry. I got way off track. We were literally talking about Don Cheadle. And now we're talking about Into the Spider-Verse.
Spider-Verse. You just always want to include it. Oh man, Jackson, I don't want to jinx anything, but this might be our first episode without mentioning you know who. Our next news bit, new cruise shirts give us a possible look at updated costumes for Thor and Valkyrie, as well as our first look at Jane Foster's The Mighty Thor for the upcoming Thor Love and Thunder film. Now, Jackson, I sent you the pictures right here. The shirt one is going to be a little hard to see because it is a shirt taken with a picture on a phone. But if you can see, Thor's wearing like a classic Thor outfit. But the fact that we might have already gotten our first look at Jane Foster as The Mighty Thor is fun. I think it looks really accurate to the comics.
What's the difference between the Thor and the Mighty Thor?
Thor is his name. The Mighty Thor is like a title.
So is she Thor?
She has the power of Thor.
So there's two people with the power of Thor.
It's not too trippy if you just pay too much attention to it. Like, they're not going to go, Thor, and they both turn and go, huh? Now that I'm saying that, that's 1,000% going to be in the movie.
Yeah, I probably...
That's going to be at least one joke, and I'm not looking forward to it. They're going to be like, Thor, get over here. Huh? And then they both get hit.
They both do it. They're like, Thor, I need you for a mission. And then they're both like, oh, which one? And then it's not going to be the Thor. It's going to be the Mighty Thor. And he's going to be like, aw, that's...
I'm Thor.
Yeah. For a guy with such, like, you know, self-image, or what's the word? Like, selfishness in a way, like he thinks very highly of himself, sharing the name of Thor with someone else doesn't sound like a thing he would do.
Well, maybe that's some character growth, buddy. I mean, based on the second crew shirt that we have available, he did not get fat anymore. He got totally ripped again. So maybe within that he did some meditation, did some clearing of his mind. Also, I don't know how many months or years this takes place after Endgame, but man, the state he was in and the state he is in this picture, what is going to be the reasoning for that? He's like, oh, I just struck myself with lightning and I'm ripped again.
That could be it. My wondering is, like, you know, if you go from like fat to like ripped, you have some, like, you know, extra fat, like
extra skin, extra stuff.
That's
like that.
Not realistic.
Like, how are they going to get away with this?
They aren't. And I'm going to walk in there and tell them they need to have a accurate Thor. A human world accurate Thor.
Yeah, I want a real god.
God shit, alright? Give me...
Stop giving me these cop-outs.
Give me flabby Thor. Come on.
Hashtag release the flabby Thor cut. That's all we're asking.
Exactly. There have been multiple Sony accounts from around the world that have released 20-second teasers for the upcoming Spider-Man No Way Home, with them quickly being taken down within the hour. Any closer to a trailer?
I meant to put closer. Wait, that is closer. You can't read, Jackson.
Oh, okay, look. Because I expected that sentence to be like, are we any closer to a trailer?
Yes.
Whereas in this context, it makes more sense to say any closer to a trailer.
Why would that make any sense?
Any closer? You should have said, are we, or like...
I just put that as just like a thought if you wanted to bounce off of that. You don't need to read the news bits as like sentences.
Yes, I do.
Okay, why don't you reread this last part?
There have been multiple Sony accounts...
No, just the last part. I'm not going to resubmit this news bit for your little antiquated extra bit at the end. Just say the sentence you wanted to say.
There have been multiple Sony accounts around the world that have released 20-second teasers for the upcoming Spider-Man No Way Home, with them quickly being taken down within the hour. Danon, are we any closer to a trailer?
I don't know if we're any closer to any trailers, Jackson, but... I hope so, because for like almost the entirety of June, I've been following multiple things, and it's just speculation at this point. They're like, the trailer has to come out on June 10th for this movie. Oh, it's got to come out for Peter Rabbit last week. It's got to be out then. And now they're like, okay, it's got to be this week. But I think the only thing that we can go off of is that it has to be released before Black Widow, so that way there's trailers and theaters for it. But Black Widow doesn't come out for another 2 to 3 weeks, so we don't have that ready. We don't, like, we're not going to see it.
Well, but here's the thing, Danon.
What's the thing?
What if they're just doing something new and not having a trailer at all?
Oh, word of mouth.
Yeah, because, like, you know, everyone's excited for the trailer. They see the excitement and they're like, we want to, like, not have a trailer. So that way everyone we release the movie and everyone's like, what? The movie's out. And then they all watch it because they have no idea what to expect.
It's August. You said the movie was coming out this December. Boom. The movie's out.
And it's just unfinished, like a couple of the scenes.
We bet it's on the movie now. It's like black and white, like hand-drawn sections between.
Yeah, there's just like random animated sections, and they couldn't like afford an animator, so they had like the director do it, and he's shit at drawing or something.
And he's like, we gotta get back there. Peter, let's go. And in this scene, all three of the Spider-Mans are gonna swing off into the Times Square skyline right now. We're just gonna have them flip through some buildings, and then they're gonna land at the end. Oh man, that was a cool thing that we just did. Now we gotta stop. Like, it cuts the entire movie up. Like, he pauses the scene, the director explains what was supposed to happen, then they just hit play.
You think when they're recording films, the director ever just like pulls pranks on the cast? Like, they're like in the middle of filming like a scene that's gonna be like somewhere like in the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
And he's just like, all right, that was great, that's a wrap. And then everyone's like, what the fuck?
What do you what? Well, they do film it out of order.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm saying,
but
like,
they just stop at a
they
random
just stop
scene.
At a random scene. Like, everyone knows. Like, what if they just started filming last week and the director was like, yep, that's a wrap, that's the movie. And they're
fantastic
like,
job, everyone.
But we didn't even record the scene where like this one guy dies.
Yeah, we didn't
like,
even
we don't
film
need
the
that.
Scene. We didn't even film the scene where Spider-Man dies. Which Spider-Man? Oh, so none of you have read the script? Okay.
Do you think people actually read the whole script before they?
I think for Marvel films, they don't get to see the whole script.
Oh, really? So that they don't.
Well, I know for Endgame for sure, the only one who read the full script was Robert Downey Jr.
Like before. The movie
like when
came
they were
out?
Yeah, before they were acting and everything. Oh. He got the full script. Everyone else only got their scenes and maybe a few extra.
Oh, maybe that was to like maybe
avoid spoilers, well, but to yeah. let them know what they need to know, kind of thing like that.
Imagine if Robert Downey Jr. didn't know the whole script, and then just like sometime in the middle of recording for that movie, they're like, "All right, you're dying in this scene," and he's like, "Wait, what?
What?
Wait, I thought my contract was another like couple of years, but no."
What do you mean? He's like tearing up. He's like, what do you mean I'm gonna die? Yeah. Not Iron Man. You, Robert.
Yeah, once again, killing the character.
And then recording it.
And then recording it. That's kind of the new normal.
The new
movies.
Meta. That's what you gotta do.
Exactly. Just
get that authentic fear. Speaking about a killing. Let's talk about a dying franchise, F9. The F9 star Tyrese Gibson confirmed that the Morbius film starring Jared Leto is going to be set in the MCU. And everyone was like, whoa, that's awesome. And then Sony being the people they are, they said later within the same day, Sony went on later to make an official statement walking back the actor's remarks, claiming the film, like Venom, will take place in the Sony universe of Marvel characters. Also, Sony just doesn't like making money.
I mean, they're probably trying to keep their like individuality, considering Disney is just this monopoly of literally everything. They want to hold on to what they have and not just like brand it as, hey, we're under Disney now.
Yeah. But I would like it more if the movies were good.
I mean, Venom was good.
Yeah, but I mean, is it good enough to explain why Marvel just can't have Spider-Man and the characters back?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Which is what I'm saying. Like, if they're trying to be like, okay, you can have Spider-Man in your movie, but we're gonna use all our characters. I mean, who the fuck wants a Kraven the Hunter film?
I think everyone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, then I take back. Oh, there's also a rumor. I didn't want to include it, but this is a good place to put it in. The supposed villain for the Kraven the Hunter movie is going to be the
Kraven
Spider-Man
the
villain. No, it's going to be the Spider-Man villain Chameleon.
Oh, the guy that turned himself
the
into
a guy
chameleon.
That just looks like other people.
Oh, wait. I'm thinking of the reptile.
Masks. Yeah, and that's also a superhero, but good job, man.
I thought he turned himself into a reptile and
then what? Blew up New York?
Have you seen that one comic thing where it's like a dude that looks like a pterodactyl?
Oh, that's a different guy. That's like Dr. Dinosaur or something, where he's like, you have the ability to
cure
cancer with your knowledge.
He's like,
but I don't want to
cure
cancer.
I want to turn people into dinosaurs.
That's great. But we're not getting that film, Jackson. We're getting Morbius in sometime next year because they keep delaying the film.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Jared Leto is just not a good... I mean, they're probably just recording it. They're filming. And Jared Leto keeps cackling at random intervals and just saying I'm damaged and I'm broken, like, because of his Joker role.
He just keeps mailing off used condoms to all the co-hosts, to all the co-stars, and he's like, I don't want this. I don't want to be working with this guy.
Yeah, it's terrible to work with Jared Leto.
This guy's weird. Yeah. Jackson, it's time to talk about trailers.
Is it?
Yeah, and the first one we're going to be talking about, we're going to spend like 30 seconds on it, but we got to talk about it. There's a new trailer out called, about a movie called Pig, starring our boy Nick Cage. And the thing that's weird about this was a man lives in the forest with a pig, and then someone comes and steals the pig. And then he's like, where's the pig? And I was under the impression, hearing the premise of this movie, we were going to get a John Wick, like Mr. Nobody, or like John Wick itself, where it's based on this really absurd premise, but then Nick Cage is like a hitman who goes and kills everyone to save his pig. But no, he is a retired chef who just wants to find the pig.
Yeah, I don't know why they thought that this was a good idea. Do you? I mean, it's got to be like kind of an action movie, right?
But why is it? I don't know.
What is his motive? Why does he need a pig? Can't he just buy another one?
Well, it's special to him, man.
I know. That's why I think this movie's either just going to be one huge metaphor, or it's just going to be terrible.
I hope it's not like one of those movies where it's like super artsy, but it's super... like, this concept is dumb. Just give us a dumb, fun movie. Don't make this a deep, like, I guess we all have a pig we're looking for in our life. Shut the fuck up, movie. I just want to watch Nick Cage save a pig.
What if the real pig was the friends we made along the way?
That's what they're going to say. Damn it, Jackson. Now I want to go watch the movie. You know what thing does actually look good, or at least better than the first two seasons?
Is it possibly Mr. Peabody and Sherman?
The sequel? Yeah. No. It's actually Titans season 3.
Oh, I was close.
They're pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
But about Titans season 3, you know how in the first two seasons we had a Robin who was like, fuck Batman. And then in the second season, they're like, all right, they're the superheroes again. We're sorry about the fuck Batman line. Now in this one, they just decided to go full on, okay, now we're sticking to the comics. We're sorry about the first two seasons. Now Jason Todd is back in Gotham, and he's just going to get beaten to death with a crowbar from the Joker. And then the Red Hood is here. The Red Hood shows up in the trailer. We're getting our first live-action Red Hood, baby.
Wait, was that who that was? I thought that was Deathstroke.
No. Deathstroke was in season 2. Actually, he probably could show up in this one, but Red Hood is in this one.
Oh, okay. Why does his mask look like Deathstroke's mask?
I don't know, man. They all just look like Deadpool's mask. But to be fair, Deadpool is a ripoff of Deathstroke, so you're still right, Jackson. They're all just Deathstroke's mask.
Literally all Deathstroke.
Jackson, we probably won't review this because it's coming out in August, but maybe we'll do a retrospective later. What do you want to see in Titans Season 3?
You know, I want to see a lot of really tall things that crush buildings.
Jackson.
Because that's what this is about, right?
Yeah, no, buddy. It's a fucking Attack on Titan sequel. Eat shit, Jackson.
I'm not talking about specifically Attack on, just the word Titan implies that there's like large... You could consider Godzilla and King Kong Titans, right? Isn't that what they called them in the movie?
I thought those were called Cujos.
I thought that's probably a translation to Titan, no? Or like monster?
Actually, hey.
No, they're called Kaijus, right?
Let's do a little... It's Kaiju.
It means strange beast.
Look at that. You learned something new today. Kaiju means strange beast in English. Welcome to Learning with Roomies.
Welcome to Learning with Roomies. The
next new podcast where we find out things and we tell you about them.
Join us next week where we talk about nuclear fusion.
And the cure to cancer.
Exactly.
Jackson, do you think it's time?
I think it's time.
Goodbye, everyone. It's the
end of the episode. Episode's over. See you next week.
No. We still got a little bit to talk about. And do you know what we're talking about, Jackson?
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man 3. The movie just came out, everyone. It's time to talk about Luca.
Lucas?
No. The latest Pixar film that came out. Now, I mentioned this at the beginning, but I just want to talk about this again. There's a little bit of history surrounding this film. I don't know the origins or anything about that, but when this movie was announced to be a Disney Plus exclusive, releasing with no extra charge and things like that, the animators, creatives, and everyone on board for the film were kind of just like, well, that kind of sucks. Like, we worked hard on this one, and we put up Soul because we knew that we weren't going to be able to get it out in theaters because of COVID, but we thought this one we could do in theaters, and Disney Plus is like, it's a Disney Plus exclusive. So everyone's a little burnt on that end. But, Jackson, was it worth it? Or do you think this movie could have survived in theaters?
I think it could have survived in theaters. I mean, it was a wholesome, family-friendly movie, as most Pixar films are.
Oh my god, Jackson, are you transitioning beautifully into your summary of the film, spoiler-free?
I might just be. And here we go. So, it starts off, you're underwater.
Alright, I'm drowning.
You're drowning, you can't breathe. And you see a sea monster. Uh-oh. Then you realize, oh wait, sea monsters are just living normal lives. And Luca is a sheep farmer, but like underwater, so he's just farming fish, actually. Which makes me wonder, do they eat the fish?
It implies that they don't have the strongest relationship, because in the film, the two fish people help one of the characters catch a bunch of fish.
Yeah, that's kind
of maybe
what
they
I
just
thinking.
Have no feelings towards
yeah, maybe,
actual fish.
Maybe not.
But anywho, Luca pops his head out to the surface and meets someone
who is also a fish person. Actually, he met him underwater, but that's okay. so they meet. They're like, "Hey, we want to go to this town of human people," and they find that in the town they need to keep their identities hidden and win a race so they can get a scooter. That was
yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's the... They want to get a scooter so they can travel.
They want to get a Vespa so badly because they want a gosh dang road trip experience. And by golly, they want to get it. But, anywho, we're gonna talk about this, some of the things we like, some of the things we didn't. We're going to jump into a little bit of spoilers because some of the things in the film are a little goofy and we want to talk about them. But, overall... This is a movie. This is just an allegory for, I don't know, fill in the blank. Fish out of water story, but really a fish out of water story.
Like literally.
A literal fish out of the fish and they're out of the water.
Exactly.
This movie is, I think, a perfect length. It's an hour and a half. Like, you are not staying in this. Everything happens, the scene's there, and it's over. Like, this is a great movie. You could watch it right now and like barely time will pass and then you'll be good.
And then you'll be like, wow, that was definitely a good hour and a half spent.
Assuming you don't have any
crazy deadlines in the next hour and a half.
And in which case, that was a poor use of your time.
Poor use of your time. Should have done your work.
You should have done your work at that point. So the animation for Luca, as with all Pixar films, is completely unique to that movie. The thing I liked about this one is that it reminded me of Wallace and Gromit.
With, like, the mouths?
Just, like, the way they looked with everything.
Yeah, I could kind of see that. Wallace and Gromit looked more, like, clay-ish, though, you know?
Well, yeah, but, this looks like claymation, but animated kind of thing.
I see what you mean. Yeah, it makes
I really enjoyed it. The characters are great. They have one guy, what's his name? The bully of the film.
He looked like
Ercole.
Yeah, he looked like he kind of reminded me of the villain from Despicable Me.
Oh, I don't know which one.
The V dude.
Vector.
Just because he was like so self-absorbed and also like not good at what he did.
Yeah, like he said, I've won every year for this race, but he wasn't even like great.
And he's also pretending he's 16, was that it?
Yeah, how old is Ercole, huh?
Probably like 23 or something.
This makes this movie so much weirder. This is like a full-on adult racing children and winning every year.
I know, that's what makes it worse. I thought that was funny though. Like, yeah. I was like, I'm actually 16 this year. I was lying last year when I said I was 16.
Yeah. There's this one video, not related to the film at all, but I thought it was similar. It's like this one guy who's just going like, hey, I just sued a kid in court and won. And then a bunch of people make fun of him like, I challenged a kid to a bench contest and won. So this is just like, I challenged a bunch of kids to a triathlon and one.
Great work. Dick. Well, actually,
great work, man.
He hired kids to help him as well, which is the weird part. He also slapped them. He was actually really abusive.
He's like the worst Pixar villain just because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, there's Syndrome who's killed people, and then there's this guy. Like, they're neck and neck.
Yeah, pretty much the
same. One of them's a homicidal terrorist maniac, and the other one is just a bully kid. But arguably, that's worse.
Arguably.
Anywho, is there anything we can touch on now without jumping into some spoilers?
I mean, do we just want to go baseline over the characters, or do we want to wait?
Sure, you know, we can jump over that. Luca, our star, our title character. Luke is your typical, oh, I don't want to make my mom and dad upset, but also this is what I want to do. This is what I love. He just loves the surface world, which is funny because most people on the surface world hate the surface world. So, anywho, he runs away with his buddy Alberto. Alberto's really much the whole, yeah, I'm the cool guy. I know what I'm talking about. But he's got a softer side to him. And they two run away and then meet Julia. Right?
It's Julia.
They run into Julia, the typical weird kid who just wants to rub it in Ercole's face, just show him who's boss and win the race finally. Which, to be fair, let's talk about that triathlon real quick. Not really spoilers. So the triathlon is you swim out to a buoy, you eat a bowl of pasta, and then you bike up a mountain and down it. If anyone is in a team of one, they cannot do that.
Yeah, no, I feel like the eating the pasta is actually pretty poorly placed. Why would you put that in the middle of a triathlon? Like,
yeah, maybe do that at the end. I just don't get it. Oh my god, I just looked up. Okay, this isn't spoilers. This is just wrong. I was looking at the Luca cast, and it has like those suggested sections on Google.
Yeah.
One of them is, who is the villain in Luca? And it says Alberto. Which, when you watch the movie, that's not true.
Danny, don't spoil it. Alberto is the villain.
Just go watch the film. Before we jump in to, I mean, barely any spoilers, but a little further depth, if you don't want anything spoiled for you at all, go ahead and bounce back. We'll be back next week. Jackson, do you know what film we're watching next week?
I have no idea.
We're watching Fast and the Furious 9, baby.
Oh no. I mean, yay. Yes. So
if you don't want to hear anything else about Luca, which is, it's a Disney movie, he's pretty predictable, go ahead and bounce back. We'll see you next week. Go ahead and check out that YouTube review for Loki episode 2 if you haven't, the last episode of Loki, because Tom Hiddleston got killed by Owen Wilson in the film. They recorded it and everything. Let's give our quick review of this real quick. Out of let's say 5 bowls of pasta,
I give it a 3.9.
That's a good review. Yeah, I'll give it a 3.95 because I liked it more than you, Jackson.
All right, that's,
but I still don't think
fair.
It's great. There's our review, spoiler free. Go ahead, get out of here. Scram, all you people who don't want to listen to this Luca bit. For those of you who stayed, we're barely talking about anything different. Pretty much just the ending and things leading up to that. Luca's kind of an asshole.
Just a little bit. I was... That scene... Okay, the scene where Luca and... what was the name?
Alberto.
I was about to say Alfredo.
Which wouldn't be far off.
Yeah. Luca and Alberto are fighting, right? And Luca's just like, I'm going to make it up to you by getting the Vespa, even though Alberto literally said, I don't want the Vespa.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't think that like remediation scene was very good at remediating. I think it was they were just trying to find a way to end the scene, and they were like, hey, what if Luca just ran away and said, I'm going to fix this? And then doesn't really do a good job of it.
Or what I was referring to was Luca being an asshole, which, like, when they did that, I was like, is Luca, like, supposed to be an unlikable character? Because when Alberto was mad that Luca was getting too attached to the surface world, and Alberto was getting, like, a little jealous, but also worried that Luca would, like, get caught, he talks to Julia with both of them there. And then Alberto shows that he's a sea monster.
Oh,
and instead of Luca going like, hey, we're both sea monsters, he goes, Alberto, you fucking monster, get out of here.
Yeah, no.
And he almost dies, like, right off the bat.
He's swimming slowly, like, and then they throw the spears at him.
I was worried he was just going to get, like, skewered. right in the beginning.
I'm surprised he didn't, because he could have swam so much faster.
But yeah, Luke is all like, oh yeah, Alberto's the sea monster, but I'm good. And then in the two seconds later, Julia goes like, splashes water on him and goes, you're a sea monster too. Like, Luca was an asshole with like no redemption. He didn't even come clean to Julia. Julia was just like, okay, so you're both sea monsters.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I don't think Luca was that. Now that you mention it, like, he really didn't do anything. And then the worst part is, at the end of the movie, Alberto sacrificed. Yeah, Alberto sacrificed himself for Luca again, twice in the movie, and Luca did nothing to deserve it.
Like, and then we noticed this in some Disney films, but this one I just thought was really clear. Luca's a very selfish character. Yeah. Like, I get it, he's young and everything,
and he has,
but he doesn't, like, learn his lesson. He's not like, well, he just feels bad. Like, that's the only reason he goes to apologize to Alberto. He just feels bad.
Yeah.
He's not like, oh, what I did was wrong. He's just like, oh, I don't want him mad at me anymore. Hey, Alberto, sorry, buddy. We cool?
Well, technically, he did say, if I could take it back, I would.
Yeah, but I mean, would he, though?
Probably. I mean, he realized he fucked up, but it wasn't a good apology.
Yeah. No. Also, how are Luca's parents not arrested almost immediately? When they make it to the surface world, they just start fucking assaulting children, just pushing them into ponds and shit, trying to find out who Luca is.
Yeah, I was a bit confused at that. I guess they don't have police in that little town.
Yeah. No, they do have that one person who's carrying around the sea monster poster.
Oh, right. I guess the population of that town is the police, because they're just killing every single one of them wants to kill sea monsters.
Yeah.
But funnily enough, there were some more sea monsters living among them, and I actually thought that there was going to be a point where we were going to meet Alberto's dad, and he was going to be someone undercover in the city and just not recognize.
No, Alberto's dad's just an asshole.
He either died or he left, and I think it's probably that he left.
Yeah, but he could have died, and we're just judging Alberto's father harshly. But to be fair, in that department, they're fictional characters, so none of this means anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I just noticed this looking at the cast list, everything. You know that weird, gross scene where it lasts like 2 seconds, where Luca meets his uncle?
I hated that.
Yeah, no, that was awful. Yeah. And Sacha Baron Cohen, the guy who's Borat and a bunch of other things, played him, which I think is just great.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I thought when they first showed, like, someone coming out of the water, I thought the uncle was going to be looking after Luca. And I was just like, I do not want to see what he looks like as a human being.
Because
he had, like, see-through skin.
When they were, like, punch his heart, I was like, what? This is a kid's movie. God. You don't need to show that.
It was, like, early in the film, too. It was like, we know you're trying to get to the surface world, so here's your uncle. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that was definitely, like, the creepy uncle trope, like.
Yeah, like, there's no conscious good parent that could be, we're upset with our child, so we're just going to send him off with this clearly not mentally right man.
Yeah. Yeah, the mom, you know, like, and they did the whole, like, Pixar thing where, like, okay, the mom's like, oh, I love you, but then why would you even think of sending him off with the uncle?
That's, like, she just gave up quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah, Maya Rudolph and Jim Gaffigan play the parents. They're there. Like, that, I feel bad, because, like, that dad is just a nothing character. He's like, oh, I'm scared. I'm sorry, I didn't speak up more. But you're like, you don't do anything.
Yeah, the only time he did something was pushing a kid and his ice cream into water.
All he did was bully a child and go, oh yeah, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Ugh, anything else you want to talk about? I'm just realizing I don't like most of the characters in this film anymore.
I mean, when, like, the movie was, I mean, we didn't really talk about it. Talk about the scene where all the sea monsters get revealed. So at the end of the race, the triathlon we were talking about, it starts raining. Yes. And Luca, being in first place, has to slow down. And then Alberto comes in with an umbrella. Like, it's like, oh, I came back for you. Here's an umbrella. Although Alberto trips and falls, turns into a sea monster, starts getting hunted by Ercole.
Yeah.
And then later in the film, Luca, Alberto, the parents are all discovered to be sea monsters, and even some people that were already in the town. And then they get accepted, and it's happily ever after.
Happily ever after, which would just not be how it works.
Yeah, probably not.
Even if one guy was like, no, these kids won the triathlon, they're like, dude, these are abominations to mankind. We need to destroy these things.
But, I mean, it was kind of a nice message of, like, you know, you can accept the people that you previously hated, which is why, Dan, and I've chosen to accept you.
Oh, thanks, Jackson. I'm not there yet with you.
Oh, damn.
Okay, one thing that I did wish that we saw, because I thought it would be a cool concept that they never did, whenever, like, they were about to cry, they never shed a tear. But I would have loved to see, like, them cry and watch their skin change and then change back.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Like, that would have been an interesting image to show, but they were always, like, tearing up, but no one ever cried.
Yeah. Also, the skin changing thing was pretty inconsistent, because there were times where they would just go out of the water, and their skin would change back into human, and then they go back in, and they were sea monsters again. But then, you know, that one morning where they woke up, and they were like, covered in dew?
Yeah.
Why did they not just, like, you know, shake themselves off for a second, and then be good? They had to fall off of the tree and, like, wipe themselves down.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that. But something I did enjoy just in general is the fact that it all took place in just a little town.
Yeah.
Like, there was no sprawling setting. It was all just that little town, which I thought was a nice little touch.
Yeah, could you imagine if it happened in, like, a big town? Like,
Venice? Oh, my God. Venice? Dude, they'd be killed instantly.
Exactly. You think there's sea monsters in Venice, Dana?
Oh, for sure, but they're all probably dead at this point.
Yeah, you're right.
This begs the question, are there more sea monsters, or is it just like an Italy exclusive, like, oh, there's sea monsters here?
There's probably more. I mean, I would think that they had, like, a civilization under the water, and it sounds like, you know, there's fish at the, like, kind of like the low levels, and then there's deep sea monsters, right? Like, that uncle. Mm-hmm. So maybe there are different, like, civilizations, different towns in the sea.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand you, Jackson. Let's spend the next 3 hours discussing the hierarchies of the Luca film.
All right, let's go.
And the sea people. No, I'm kidding. I think that about does it for our Luca review. Let us know what you think about it. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Roomies Talking Movies. As we aforementioned beforehand, join us next week as we review the best movie of all time that has yet to be released, Fast and the Furious 9, or as they like to call it, F9, or as we like to call it, F9. I don't think we're ready for it, but boy, howdy are we going to give you a review. If you haven't already, go ahead and follow us on our socials. We're on Twitter at Roomies Movies.
And on Instagram at Roomies Talking Movies.
And you can follow us at our personals, at Camden Powell for Camden Powell, at It's Danen for me.
And at Jay Salvest for me.
We just want to thank you all so much for enjoying this episode. Please let us know if you prefer the episodes without Camden. We'll work it into the regular schedule. No, I'm kidding. He'll be back next week, sick or healthy. We promise. We will force him to be here. And we just appreciate it so much. If you haven't already, go watch some of our previous reviews on our YouTube channel now. And as always, we will see you all next week. Stay safe. Take care. We love you.
See you in the next one.